in a rush. Again. Another week away on the road, but it's not bad. It's good. It's my unconventional life. Travelling. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? It's just this week. There are weeks like this with work sometimes, but to be honest, I really quite enjoy the travel now. And even the rush. It feels like a challenge. There is anxiety, and there is an ache in my heart from being away from Amelia, but also a strong looking forwardness to seeing her again and be back home in LA. It's the life I choose, and I feel very blessed to have it. Ha! How do you like that for a bit of positive mental attitude to start things off this week? To be honest, I'm almost at a loss, however, of how to continue. Again, I feel an element of self-censorship at the moment, and a feeling that, why should I continue to do this if I can't be fully open? Maybe in time, when everything gets back to a comfortable place, I'll feel freer. Maybe until then, I should take a break. Not really sure. That's the thing about willpower and dedication. Sometimes it can keep you dedicated to things that serve less purpose than the value of the time that they take. And if that doesn't employ you to listen to this podcast, I don't know what will. Look, sorry, super busy week again, 7 days on the road, and I don't want to take all my podcasting stuff and computer to get it all done on the road, so I'm sending this in its place. Mort calling Orson. Mort calling Orson. Nanu, nanu. That's a fucking ridiculously old TV reference, and fuck me, I am feeling old. Yes, it was this week. That day of the year when people remind me that I am a year older. I never liked it. I don't like feeling the years slip away. I prefer to celebrate every day. I just don't like the expectation of birthdays. But what can you do? I do have a lot to be thankful for. Professionally, I am perhaps as well respected as I've ever been in my life, and compensated. Personally, there are issues with my parenting partnership, but plenty of other things to be happy about in my life too, and Amelia continues to light up my life with her giggles and her smiles and her constant adventuring, and even her crying like a banshee while I carry her around at night when Harry is out, until finally, mercifully, she falls asleep on my shoulder, I ever so delicately place her back down in the cot. She of course wakes right up and cries, but only for a few seconds before she slumps back down into a natural melatonin-induced slumber. And I creep out of the room. I did have this scary moment this week when I went in to check on her one night and couldn't hear her breathing, couldn't feel her chest rising, and couldn't for a moment see her move at all for a minute or two. And just as I was starting to freak out and go to pick her up, she suddenly stuttered and garbled a tiny little yelp and then readjusted her position and fell asleep again. I guess those things teach you what is important about being present, a lesson that I sorely need to learn, along with respecting my own boundaries and agreements. But I'm starting to sound like a broken record on that topic. But hopefully, by the next time I record this, the plan is at least to have a plan to address that with my daughter's mother and the family therapist. Again, not a lot this week, but also not a lot of time for you to listen to it. Ugh. What's the point? Will I see you next week? Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place.